ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नश्च प्रायेष भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया। भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 2 टेक्स्ट नंबर 2। सह च कदाचित् पितृलोकं कामः सुरवर वनिता आक्रीडा आचलद्रोण्यां भगवन्तं विश्वसृजां पतिं आभूत परिचर्याय उपकर्णः आत्मा एकाग्रेण त्वी आराधयां बभूव। This is 5th canto is mostly gadya, so it cannot be recited in any chanda. So the process of the recitation is done by the speaker alone, and the recitation process is technically known as gadya padya. सच कदाचित् पितृलोक काम सुरवर विरिता क्रीडाचल द्रोण्यां भगवन्तं विश्वसृजं पतिम् आभूत् परिचर्यात्मकर्म आत्मैकेकाग्रेण तपस्वी आबभूव। वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग। सः ही किंग अग्निधरा च आल्सो कदाचित् वंस अपॉन ए टाइम पितृलोक द पितृलोक प्लैनेट कामः डिजायरिंग सुरवरा ऑफ ग्रेट डेमिगॉड्स वनिता द वुमन आक्रीडा द प्ले द प्लेस ऑफ पास्ट टाइम्स अचल द्रोण्याम इन वन वैली ऑफ मंदारा हिल भगवंतम अंटू द मोस्ट पवरफुल लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा विश्वसृजाम ऑफ पर्सनालिटीज हू हैव क्रिएटेड दिस यूनिवर्स पतिम द मास्टर आभृत हैविंग कलेक्टेड परिचर्याय उपकरण्य इंग्रीडियंट्स फॉर वर्शिप आत्मा of the mind ekagrena with full and tapasvi one who executes austerities aradhayam babuva become engaged in worshipping. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Desiring to get a perfect son and become an inhabitant of Pitraloka, Maharaj Agnidhara once worshipped Lord Brahma, the master of those in charge of material creation. He went to a valley of Mandara Hill, where the damsels of the heavenly planets came down to stroll. There he collected garden flowers and other necessary paraphernalia, and then engaged in severe austerities and worship. Purport. The king Pitruloka Kama, a desirous of being transferred to the planet named Pitruloka, Pitruloka is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. Yanti devruta devan pitrun yanti pitruvata. To go to this planet, one needs very good sons who can make offerings to Lord Vishnu, then offer the remnants to their forefathers. The purpose of Shraddha Savani is to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, so that after pleasing Him, one may offer prasad to one's forefathers and in this way make them happy. The inhabitants of Pitruloka are generally men of karma kandiya or fruitive activities category who have been transferred there because of their pious activities. They can stay there as long as their descendants offer them Vishnu prasad. Everyone in the heavenly planets, such as Pitruloka, however, must return to the earth after exhausting their efforts of his pious activities. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Kshine Punye Mrityulokam Vishanti, persons who perform pious acts are transferred to higher planets, but when their effects of their pious acts are over, they are again transferred to earth. Maharaj Priyavrata was a great devotee. How could he have begotten a son who desired to transfer to the Pitruloka? Lord Krishna says, Pitrim Yanti Prithivrataha, persons who desire to go to Pitruloka are transferred there. Similarly, Yanti Madhyajinopi Mam, persons who desire to be transferred to the spiritual planets Vaikuntha Lokas can also go there. Since Maharaj Agnidara was a son of a Vaishnava, he should have desired to transfer to the spiritual world, Vaikuntha Loka. Why then did his desire to be transferred to Pitruloka? In answer to this, Goswami Giridhara, one of the Bhagavatam commentators, remarks that Agnidhara was born when Maharaj Priyavrata was infatuated by lusty desires. This may be accepted as a fact because sons are begotten qualities according to the time of their conception. According to the Vedic system, therefore, before a child is conceived, the Garbhadana Sanskar is performed. This ceremony molds the mentality of the father in such a way that when he plants his seed in the womb of the wife, he begets a child whose mind will be completely saturated with a devotional attitude. At the present moment, however, there are no such Garbhadana Sanskaras, and therefore people generally have a lusty attitude when they beget children. Especially in the age of Kali, there are no Garbhadana ceremonies. Everyone enjoys sex with his wife like a cat or a dog. Therefore, according to Shastic injunctions, almost all the people in this age belong to Shudra category. Of course, although Maharaj Agnidhara had a desire to be transferred to Pitruloka, this does not mean that his mentality was that of a Shudra. He was a Kshatriya. Maharaj Agnidhara desired to be transferred to Pitruloka, and therefore he needed a wife, because anyone desiring to be transferred to Pitruloka must leave behind a good son to offer yearly pinda or prasad from Vishnu. To have a good son, Maharaj Agnidhara wanted a wife from a family of demigods. Therefore, he wanted to go to Mandara Hills, where the women of the demigods generally come to worship Lord Brahma. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Kangshantah karmanam siddhim yajantah yadevatah. Materialistics who want quick results in the material world worship demigods. This is also confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Shri Aishwarya Praje Saraha. Those who desire beautiful wives, substantial wealth and many sons worship demigods. But an intelligent devotee, instead of being entangled by the happiness of this material world in the form of beautiful wife, material opulence and children, desire to be immediately transferred back home, back to Godhead. Thus, he worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Omagyat virandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobishtam sthapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamaiham dadati sva padantikam vandeham shri gurav shri utapadakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamsham shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana ragunathanvitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadhutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padan sahagana lalita shivishakanvitamscha he krishna karuna sindho dinabandho jagatpate gopesh gopika kanta radha kanta namostute ತಪ್ತಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಂಗಿ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೇ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೇ ವಾಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೈವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಗ್ನಿಧರ, ದ ಸನ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಪ್ರಿವ್ರತ. ಇನ್ ದ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ವಿ ಹರ್ಡ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಪ್ರಿವ್ರತ, ಹೌ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲಿಸ್ಟಿಕ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅಲ್ಟಿಮೇಟ್ಲಿ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ he went back home, back to Godhead. Now the story of his son starts about Agnidhara. So Agnidhara, he was a very powerful Kshatriya king after Maharaj Privrata, and he had a desire. So that is why this padya, this starts this with sacha kadachit pitriloka kama. Sacha kadachit, kadachit is a very famous saying, like in English we say once upon a time. Kadachit refers to that. That's how his story begins. That means many years he has ruled the country. One day or once upon a time, what happened? Pitruloka kama. So he wanted to go to Pitruloka. So now, what is this Pitruloka? That is the first point we'll try to discuss. Pitruloka is a very special place. This place is a place where it's actually on the way to heaven. When a living entity goes to heavenly planets, on the way to heavenly planets, there is a transit place called Pitruloka. So it's a very unique place in the entire material creation. The speciality of this place is that you have heavenly comforts also. At the same time, you have connection with those people who are on the earthly planet. So this is a very special desire, and some people have it. They want to have the connection with the earthly people also, those your family members, wives, children, etc., etc. You can see them, what they are doing. At the same time, you can get heavenly comforts. That some people prefer go to Pitruloka than to Swargaloka. Because in Swargaloka, you totally give up connection with your family, wife, children. You don't even know who they are, what they are doing. You just enjoy heavenly comforts. So it is like a situation like this. For example, you are going to some place where a lot of enjoyment is there. But if your mobile doesn't work, then it's a big problem, isn't it, these days? You cannot connect to those people who are here in the house, in office. So people go to holiday. When people go to holiday, they still want that they should be in contact with the office. They go to holiday because office is full of tension, house is full of tension, let us go to picnic spot. But when they go to a picnic spot, they want to choose a picnic spot where they still have connection with their office and all the tensions, isn't it? So where somebody is not completely renounced, or he is completely detached from the earthly enjoyment, at the same time he wants heavenly enjoyment, what to do? So that is a place of Pitruloka. This Pitruloka is very special. And this Pitruloka, the in-charge of Pitruloka is Aryama. So Yamaraj is not the in-charge, Aryama is the in-charge. And there is one in charge of Pitruloka, who is Aryama, and he is considered to be another, there is another form of Aryama, who is known as Chediraja. This Chediraja is a Vaishnava, a great Vaishnava, is Mahabhagavata. That is why in the Vaishnava sanskars, when you do, instead of worshipping Aryama and all the Pitris and all, we substitute everybody by this one personality called Chediraja. So this Pitruloka is very a special planet. It is said that in the Pitruloka, people are dependent on their offsprings, like sons, grandsons, like that. So when the sons and grandsons, every year, they offer the Shraddha, the ceremony of Shraddha which happens, the Shraddha ceremony. So they offer food. That food translates there as food there. It is like this. Suppose, for example, somebody is in America, he puts dollars in American bank, Indian rupees. So it is something like that. It's very strange. And there are so many different kinds of performance of start the ceremony in different, depending on different cultures, places, the followers of different Vedas. So we'll not discuss much about start the ceremony now, because that is a very detailed thing. But Srila Prabhupada talks about his Shraddha, but a small hint about Shraddha ceremony. Why it is important? Why a person is supposed to do Shraddha? A person is supposed to do Shraddha because it is his responsibility. Many people ask this question, like if the soul has left the body and everything is gone, it is somewhere else, what is the use of performing Shraddha? There are two primary importance of performing Shraddha. One is, if your ancestors are in a ghostly body, by offering Vishnu Prasad, they will be delivered. The other is, if they are in the Pitru Loka, they are supposed to get food. And when you offer Vishnu Prasada, when you are worshipping Vishnu, they feel very happy. Actually, in the Pitru Loka planet, when they go, because of the association of Aryama, it is the association of Aryama or Chedi Raja, they become Vaishnavas. When they become Vaishnavas there, when they see their descendants have become Vaishnavas, they make a big festival there. They celebrate. You see, my descendant has become a Vaishnava. In this way, Pitruloka people are very special because of the association of Chedi Raja, they become Vaishnavas. So when they become Vaishnavas, they see their descendants also become Vaishnavas. They bring the drums and then they play the kettle drums and they say, you know, my family, my son has become a Vaishnava. They take great pride in that. So that is what happens in Pitruloka. And these people are dependent on their sons. They long for Vishnu Prasad. When my son, when my grandson, when my descendants are offering me Vishnu Prasad, when they are celebrating the Shraddha, they offer this thing. I still remember regarding the Shraddha ceremony. When my mother expired, every year they are supposed to do Shraddha. And my grandparents, they were like, lent on which day, whose Shraddha is supposed to be performed. And one day, my grandmother called my father and then she started shouting at him. Said, what is it? You forgot? You were supposed to offer Shraddha. Yesterday was the day. And then my father told, you did not remind. You know, she told, I was also busy and I forgot. Yesterday, your wife came in my dreams and then started relating all these things. All of a sudden, it is true. There are people in Pitruloka who relate and then they, with tears, they cry and then say, why you did not offer Shraddha? It's a fact. And many times it happens also, they appear and tell their descendants or those people, you see, you did not offer Shraddha for me. That is why Srila Prabhupada, many places he talks about Shraddha. It is not just a ritual, it is truth, it's a fact. Many devotees don't believe it. It is Pitruloka and people are there who actually receive it. Now, Pitruloka Kamad, he wanted to go to Pitruloka. There, in Pitruloka, they are happy only as long as their descendants are taking care of them. But if the descendants don't take care of them, even though they are in Pitruloka, they feel it is very hellish kind of situation. So these are the two reasons why one is supposed to do Shraddha. Now a question arises, for example, if somebody is not a ghost and somebody has not gone to Pitruloka, then why to do Shraddha? Why we should do? Then the question is, you don't know where they have gone. So as a responsibility, one is supposed to do Shraddha. We find Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Jai Sri Gaur Nithaya Ki Sri Radha Sam Sundar Ki Krishna Balaram Ki Jai. We find Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally did Shraddha. Lord Ramachandra did personally did Shraddha. So it's a very important kartavya or a responsibility of every son. Now there is an interesting story regarding this. You know, you're in Vrindavan, nearby Agra is there. You know about Shah Jahan and his son, what is his name? Aurangzeb, isn't it? Aurangzeb, he put Shah Jahan in that tomb and then he took over his throne and he was not taking care of him properly. But still, this Shah Jahan was very happy because he's so attached to the wife tomb. Aurangzeb could not see his father happy. He stopped his even water and food. He did not even give water and food to Shah Jahan. This Shah Jahan told at that time, Hope had been a Hindu. These Hindus, even after death, they feed their fathers. You are not even feeding me when I am alive. So a a good thing. These are the sanskars, another thing, this Shraddha ceremony. Anyhow, going further, Pitruloka Kama. This is something about Pitruloka Kama. Suravara Vanita Ak Acharadronyam Bhagavantam Vishwashijam Patim Abhut Paricharyaya. So what did he do? Pitruloka Kama. He knew very well, I can go to Pitruloka only when I have a son. Those who don't have a son, they cannot go to Pitruloka. It is considered like they have done some sinful activity. That is why they did not have a son. So it's not an offense to those who don't have sons. But the point is, it's a Vedic truth. That Vedic culture is, whenever a person gets married, the first thing he desires is, I want a son. That is the first desire they have. When a daughter is born, they feel, oh, I want a son. It is not that, you know, there's some difference in, you know, racial this thing and all. If you, the feminists and all get onto the case of this Vedic. This is Vedic culture. Vedic culture is they desire a son. When as soon as they get married, they desire a son. Actually, many sanskars are done so that the baby in the womb is a son, not a daughter. Why? Because the son can deliver the parents. Putra means what? One who can deliver father from a hell named Put. Tra means to deliver. Put is one of the hells. So a father, if he is going to this hell called Put, the Putra, he delivers because of his pious activities, because of his devotional activities, he can deliver the father. Like, you know, Prahlad Maharaj, Hiranyakashipu was so horrible. But because of Prahlad Maharaj's devotion, his father got delivered. Just imagine how important it is for the grihasthas to beget sons. And not only that, when somebody gets married, what is the purpose of getting married? The purpose of getting married is to beget children. So the Vedic system is not when they get married, they become husband-wife. When they get married, they want to become father-mother. If you see, when somebody gets married, when two people get married, when a boy and a girl gets married, if they think I want to become father, if they think the girl to become mother, then they don't no more think that I am wife. They no more think I am husband. So then all the problems are solved. Isn't it? The fights are between husband and wife, not father mother. Isn't it? The fundamental problem comes when they think husband, when they think when she thinks I am wife. So this is totally kind of a, it cannot happen. The whole system is the man and woman, they cannot live together actually. It is impossible. That is why the Vedic system knows it very well. That is why what they made, okay, you both become father-mother, don't become husband-wife. So now these days what? The man want to become husband, the wife want to become wife, the girl want to become wife, so they have problems. So and not only these problems are there, but also they look at each other as the object of sense enjoyment. But once the father thinks that she is mother, immediately she says, she has to perform the duties of a mother, so I have to leave her alone. And the mother thinks, no, he is a father, so he is the father of the child. He has to do the responsibility of the father, so she will also not bang her head onto the father to get that thing. She will be very peaceful. So the household life is very peaceful when every woman thinks that she is mother. Naturally, all motherly qualities come. Mother means one who gives. Wife, one who asks. Get that, isn't it? So whereas the other thing, the father, if he thinks that I am father, immediately what happens? Caring comes. I need to care. I need to protect. Now, if he thinks I'm husband, he thinks, where is enjoyment? He seeks enjoyment from everyone. So that is why the Vedic system is, as soon as they get married, immediately they say, no, where are children? After 9 months, after 1 year, if the child is not born, if the girl doesn't get pregnant, the grandmothers, the mother-in-laws, they become very, very much anxious. What's happening? Any problem or what? They really become anxious. This is Vedic culture. Why? Because they knew very well. They know very well. If they don't have a child immediately after getting married, they'll have problems in life. So that is why it is very important. As soon as a boy and girl gets married, they should have children. Once they have children, their attention is to the child. The attention is not to each other. Looking at each other's beauty and each other's faults and then fighting and all will not be there. So just see, there are big plans and counselings and all this going on, how to resolve conflicts and divorce and all these things. The simple solution is there. Have children and then think you are mother, think you are father, all problem is solved. So here, you see, Priyavrata, his son, Agnidara, he wanted a son. Just see, even before he got married, he wanted a son. The very purpose of getting married was to get a son, not to get a wife. So he thought, if I want to have a good son, I need to have a good wife. So that is why he went to Mandrachala mountain, where demigods would come. So, and they would worship Brahma. He was also worshipping Brahma. He thought somehow or other, by the divine arrangement, I may get some wife who is very pious, very auspicious, and I can beget a son. Now, going further, he started worshipping Brahma. So not only he went to Mandrachala mountain to just find out a wife for him, but also he knew the procedure. Brahma is Vidhikarta. He is a person who writes the karma on everybody's forehead. Like sometimes in Vedic culture they say, Brahma Lipi, we say. On the forehead, whatever Brahma has written, that is what will happen. So he knew very well. So he was dependent on the karma which Brahma has written. So he went and worshipped Brahma. So later on it comes that how he got engaged in all these things. So worship of Brahma, and the other one was he went and he wanted a divine, he wanted a very pious girl whom he can get married to. Now comes to the point of, we spoke something about Vedic culture and all these things. Now it comes to the point of our pure Vaishnava philosophy. Now, Srila Prabhupada, he mentions in the purport a very important point from Girdhar Lal's commentary. So there are so many commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam. Just imagine, when Prabhupada was writing a commentary, he had kept those commentaries of all the acharyas in front. Vishnajagi Thakur, Vijayadatta Tirtha, Veer Raghavacharya, and Sridhara Swami, Girdhar Lal's commentary, Vallabhipad Vallabhacharya's commentary. All the commentaries were in front of him, and Srila Prabhupada was writing. Actually, Srila Vishnajagi Thakur doesn't write much on this particular verse. Now, he found out from Girdhar Lal's commentary that his father, what is his father? Priyavrata. Agnidara's father, Priyavrata, was a great Vaishnava. He went home back to Godhead. Then his son should also be a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava doesn't desire to go to Pitraloka. He wants to go to his real Pita Loka. Our real Pita is Krishna, isn't it? We want to go to there. Then why is it that Agnidara had a desire to go to Pitraloka? Now, here comes the real thing. There, Srila Girdhar Lal, he writes that Agnidara was born to Priyavrata when Priyavrata was not a Vaishnava. When Priyavrata was not a Vaishnava, that is the time when Agnidara was born. So, not a Vaishnava, what was he? He was a king, he was a Kshatriya. So he desired to get a Kshatriya son, having Kshatriya qualities, pious, good qualities. He did not desire to have a son who should be a devotee. Then Srila Prabhupada gives an elaborate description about Garbhadan Sanskar. He says that it is very important for grihasthas, when they beget children, that they do Garbhadan Sanskar. The Sanskar is a very important thing. And what is the meaning of Sanskars? Sanskars means a purificatory activities. Because the moment we come in contact with matter, it is dirty. So it needs to be purified. Like for example, this body. You go around different places, your body gets dirty, you take bath, isn't it? No, in the same way, this subtle body, which is the mind, that is also need to be purified in touch with matter. So these purificatory activities of the subtle body is known as sanskars. So there are so many sanskars. So these sanskars are required for those who are married. So those who are not married, that means those who are brahmacharis and sannyasis, they are totally in touch with Krishna and they are not in touch with matter so much as the grihasthas are. Though grihasthas are also like performing pure devotional activities, but still it is required that they do sanskars. So we'll talk something about sanskars, because Srila Prabhupada talks about the system. He says, according to the Vedic system, therefore, before a child is conceived, the Garbhadan Sanskar is performed. This ceremony molds the mentality of the father in such a way that when he plants his seed in the womb of the wife, he begets a child whose mind will be completely saturated with devotional attitude. At the present moment, however, there are no such garbhadhan sanskar, and therefore people gradually have lusty attitude toward begetting children. Especially in the age of Kali, there is no garbhadhan sanskar. Everyone enjoys wife like cats and dogs. Therefore, the Shastric injunction, almost all people in the age of Kali are Shudra category. Priyat Maharaj's son was a Kshatriya category. So now we'll try to see something about sanskars as written by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he talks about sanskars. Let us see what he talks about. I think the computer is gone. Power is gone. Okay, let me just tell what it is there. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur says that there are so many people who have written many things about sanskars. Especially most of the sanskars as written by different bhattas, they are all karmakanda, which involves in worshipping the demigods, worshipping the pitrus, worshipping different deities, which are antagonistic to our devotional service, antagonistic to pure devotional service. Should reject all the sanskars as written by those people who are advocating karmakanda. But on the other hand, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he told, the grihasthas need sanskars. For that, Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami has written one book called Sat Kriya Sardipika. Then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, when the Gaudiya Mutt published this book, Sat Kriya Sardipika, he gives introduction and says, it is a must for all the devotees. Because this book was not given much importance in Bengal, because the smart brahmanas, they felt their position being disturbed. Because if Sat Kriya Sardipika is published, these Vaishnavas will also perform sanskars and their business will go down. Who will call them for sanskars? So now these Vaishnavas will be called for sanskars. So then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says that we are publishing this book so that our Vaishnava community will be pure. At the same time, they are very much adhering to what our acharyas have told, especially Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And he says, when this book is published, all the smart brahmanas, they will be afraid and they will run away from us. And because we will be called as a society, as a strong society. Because if we say that we are a Vedic society, we need... So now, going further, the Sat Kriya Sardipika, Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami gives an introduction. In the introduction, Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami says that this book is meant for those grihasthas who are exclusively meant, who dedicated their life for pure devotional service. Now, a question arises. If I am doing pure devotional service, why I do have to do these sanskars, even though I am a grihastha? I am doing pure devotional service. I don't have to do the sanskars. Now, the point arises like this. There are two reasons for it. One reason is, if you are a grihastha and you are living in a society, you have got wife, children, and you are dealing with the society members. Now, if you are living in the society looks at you. How are you going to celebrate different? So, for example, you have the occasion of your child's birthday. So now, what happens in your ISKCON? We say we are following pure devotional service. Pure devotional service. How do our grihasthas celebrate children's birthday? They bring a cake. They write the name of the boy or the girl on the cake. They put all the candles on it. And it says, Hare Krishna to you. And then go on saying, Happy birthday to you. And what would it say? They would tell the boy, you just blow off these candles. What an inauspicious thing. Just imagine. Blowing something off. And that too through your mouth. It is offense to Agni. And now when you have blown something, all the things have come onto the cake. And you give it as Mahaprasad to all the elderly Vaishnavas. So just imagine, and we say, you know, we don't want to do any sanskars, we are in pure devotional service. So we should be very careful in analyzing what we are doing, isn't it? So we need to have a system where pure devotional service is protected, at the same time culture is also protected. Because culture is such a thing, wonderful thing, that it helps you to perform pure devotional service very easily. Otherwise, doing these things on the name of pure devotional service is an offense. You are feeding your prasad to great Vaishnavas, elderly people, and you are, not only that, it's scandal. What is a scandal? This wax, Wax is a petroleum product. It is such a low-class thing. And you're putting on top of the candle. And more interestingly, on the name of the birthday, you are taking the knife and showing it to everyone. And cutting your own name. Just see how inauspicious it is. So, okay, it is birthday. And now marriage is so many occasions. Like somebody wants to enter an office. Because grihasthas, they need to have some office. They need to do some work. Opening a shop. How do you do it? Put a ribbon and cut it again. So it's cutting, showing knife, scissors. It is so inauspicious. I remember in my childhood, if a knife to my mother or something like this, she used to beat me like anything. So there are some cultural aspects. They're inauspicious things. So how can you do something inauspicious on such days? And terming them as auspicious. So there should be a devotional way of doing something auspicious. Of course, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur clearly says that Harinam Sankirtan covers up all the mistakes in the ritual activities. Quoting that Yachidram, that verse by Bali Maharaj and the Vamandev Prasanga. When Vamandev told, okay, everything got over, now so much of things have happened. Why don't you finish the sacrifice? You had started. In between, I did all the hangama, isn't it? So then Shukracharya says that Yachidram, whatever deficiencies are there, everything is done by chanting the holy name. Then if the person whose holy name you yourself are present, then the sacrifice is over, everything is over. So he quotes that verse, that is true. Harinam Sankirtan is there. Now somebody told, Prabhuji, when somebody wanted to have a Graha Pravesha, means he bought a house, he told Prabhuji, my Graha Pravesha is there, we are opening a ceremony. I request you to come and do Sankirtan, Kirtan. I told, okay, what else you are doing? No, bro, just Kirtan. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Kirtaniya Sadahari. Then I told, why do you want a house for that? If Kirtaniya Sadahari is the realization what you have, why do you require a house for that? You can do under a tree also. You can do in the ashram also. He became very afraid. He had not married. He told Prabhuji, no, I need to marry. No, that is why I have a house. Then I told, why do you require a house in that expensive society only? Why not here? No, Prabhuji, my status ought to be made. Then where is Kirtaniya Sadahari? That is why I told. Then that shows that your mind is not completely engrossed in the holy name. You are chanting, following pure devotional service. That is true. At the same time, so much of attachment to matter is there. That is why sanskars are required. Follow Satkriya Sardipika and call a pure Brahmana Vaishnava and Kati so that you will be humbled, and in this way, whatever material contaminations are there, they become purified. At the same time, what will happen? Pure devotional service can also be maintained. So that is why it is very important for our devotional community to produce those Brahmanas who can do these sanskars in a very nice way, so that sanskars are also done and pure devotional service is also maintained. On the name of pure devotional service, we should not reject sanskars. On the name of sanskars, we should not reject pure devotional service. So both should go in a nice way, especially for the grihastha community. Of course, brahmachari sannyasis don't require anything because it is not for them. Even though a sannyasi, Shripad Shankara, who had taken karma sannyas, what we take is Tridana Sanyas, not Karma Sanyas. He, what happened at the end of, when his mother died, Shankara himself went and then he performed the last rites of his mother. There all the Nambudri Brahmins, they told, you are a sannyasi. Sannyasi is not supposed to light fire. Nacha niragdir, nacha kriyaha. He's not supposed to light fire, neither for cooking, neither for doing any fire sacrifice. Then he did his last rites for his mother. Then the Nambudri Brahmins, they did not even give firewood to Shankara. So then Shankaracharya, he collected some banana stems, which would not get fire because they are wet. Then what Shankara did, he placed his mother on them because divine potency, he did the last rites, he did the samadhi. Samadhi of his mother is still there in Kaladi, where Shankara did this thing. So he showed to the entire world that even though one may be a sannyasi, that doesn't mean that he can give up his responsibilities. They are responsibilities. Of course, the topmost responsibility is to serve Krishna. But since we are in this world and some attachments are still there, we should perform those duties, responsibilities, in such a way that it is not antagonistic to our pure devotional service. And that is called sanskars. So sanskar is a very important sanskar. It is described in Satkriya Sardibika, how to perform it. And there, in the system, the husband, he actually prays to Garbhodaksha Vishnu. Oh, Garbhodaksha Vishnu, please give Garbha. Who am I to give Garbha? You are the real Garbhodaksha. You are the person who enters Garbha. So you give a devotee son. And he prays to the four Kumaras. You actually are the real sons who took up devotional service immediately as soon as you are born. So I want that your avesha should be there into my son. With this prayer, then the Garbhadana is done. In this way, our devotee community in the next coming generation would be more and more pure, more and more devotional. And somebody may raise a question, oh, this is only meant for Indians, this is meant for only those who are born here. What about the Westerners? Srila Gopal Goswami clearly writes, this book is meant for both who are following Varnashrama and those who are not born in Varnashrama. For everybody, whether it is a Russian, whether it is a European, whether it is Australian, whether it is an Indian, whether it is a Brahmin, a Kshatriya, Vaishya, so it doesn't matter. As much as devotional service anybody can perform, the same way the Satkriya Sardipika can be for anybody who, irrespective of their birth, but only thing is they should be initiated or about to be initiated by a Gaudiya Acharya. That is the only recommendation. So that is what we could discuss about this Garbhadhan Sanskar and other Sanskar. In this way, whatever the topics which I could find from this verse has been discussed. Any comments or any questions, please to ask. Hare Krishna. Nice question. So that is one thing which is not mentioned in the Satkriya Sardipika. His question is, how the devotees should perform the Shraddha ceremony to their descendants. So that is one thing which is not very clearly described in the Satkriya Sardipika. Okay? So there is a Vaishnava way of doing that thing. That manual is being compiled by our devotees, this thing. And in Bengal, there are some Brahmins, who is Gaudiya Vaishnava Brahmins, who do that in a Vaishnava way. So the whole point is, we are only just, 50 years are about to come. We are only 50-year-old society. As the time goes up, as the time further goes, more and more we will find Varnashram being established. You will find some Brahmins who will be able to do that. Immediately if you ask, who is going to do that, it's very difficult to get. Isn't it? So as the time goes by, we need to work on this area where we have the Brahmins who can really do that thing. That's what it is. Yeah.
Case, although he's an exceptional case of being a completely pure devotee, but without even his knowledge, his devotional credits were getting transferred to his previous generation and to the further generations.
Yes.
So in that way, should we understand that devotees, even Kanishtha Adhikari who's practicing Krishna consciousness, he gets so much pious activities, pious results, they will also be shared by his pitras?
Definitely shared by pitras. Definitely. Even anybody who gives a consciousness, that is the greatest thing. Actually, we have seen in so many of our brahmacharis whose parents, they have given their sons to the movement because of their devotion, because of their piety. Their parents are more happy than before. More comfortable than before. It's there. It's truth. Yeah.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, for such an enlightening class. Thanks. Like you mentioned that Shankaracharya himself performed Shraddha to his mother. So at the same time you said that some of the sanskaras are not for brahmacharis and sannyasis.
Yes, yes.
So I just wanted to get clarification, which of the sanskaras are for the brahmacharis and sannyasis, and which are there any specific?
One thing is, Shripad Shankaracharya, his mother had only one son, he took sannyas. So nobody was taking care of the body. By his divine vision, Shankara could come to know. So in that circumstance, it was circumstantial. It's not a system. It's not a system that every brahmachari does, start doing everything. No, it's not a system. Brahmacharis and sannyasis are away from sanskars. What to speak of sanskar? They should not even light fire for cooking. That is what is the... but Srila Prabhupada, he did all these things to set up system. Varnashram is a preacher. For preaching purpose, circumstantially did. Prabhupada personally lit fire and he did all the sanskars in a big stage in Bombay. He made Westerners perform this vivaha, isn't it? He did as a preaching technique, isn't it? Prabhupada could do that. But not that every sannyasi starts doing the same thing just since Prabhupada did, isn't it? So Shankara, he did it in a circumstance. So otherwise, brahmacharis need not do any shraddha or any, those who are completely dedicated, they did not do anything. It's grihasthas. See, all the problems starts when somebody gets married. That is where the sanskar book comes. But those who are not, how many are not married in Gaudiya? Very few. You have maybe 50 brahmacharis in the temple. You have 500 congregation. So you need a book for them. Even though they may be liberated. Some siddhim, third chapter, Krishna says clearly, Lokasangrameva api sansiddhim asda janakadiha. For his purpose of setting a system in the society, Janaka, he was a self-realized soul, Janaka, but still he performed, isn't it? When Prabhupada Krishna gives an example, then we should follow that, isn't it? That's the thing. Yes, Prabhuji.
See, Krishna created Putri also, not only Putra. Right? Like Devahuti, Prasuti, Akuti, you know?
Yeah.
Kundi.
Uh-huh. So, why there is no
mother law? Because we come from the womb of a mother, and we have first obligation to mother, not the father. You know?
I don't know what details of mother, father, and all this. One confusion I'd like to read, that loka is known as pitru. Pitru means ancestors. That is our putra loka. Pitru loka. So by nature's design, there is a psychological and physiological difference between a man and a woman. They're by nature's arrangement. This nature's arrangement is not, the Vedic system is not competition. Competition is a Western way of thinking. The Vedic system is performing responsibilities according to one's nature. So these are the certain responsibilities of a particular person. Say for example, you have a cook in the deity kitchen. That cook is as important as a head pujari. But if you have a head pujari, proper head pujari, you'll get number of cooks. Nice cooks. Cook for the... It is not that both are different, but responsibility is on men. Responsibility is on men. If they are strict in their sadhana, if they are strict in pure devotional service, the women are straightened. Because it is the nature, psychology. It is the psychology. So spiritual responsibility is on men. It is not on women. Because women by nature, they are dependent, they are followers. If the men are strict in the society, the women will be... In the family, if the men are strict in the sadhana, the woman automatically straightens. So that is the problem. Responsibility is on men. So that is the psychology. It is not that they are unimportant. When it comes to responsibility, it is...
Can I make a comment on his question?
Yeah.
Because Shankaracharya, when he was... only 6 or 7 years old, he was caught by a
crocodile,
and he promised his mother,
yeah.
And mother asked, you should come back when I am leaving
true.
The body. So he promised, and he had an obligation to do that. That's why
it's
not because of his sannyasi.
Yeah, that is
he had a relation.
Yeah, that's it. He totally promised. So we stop here. Yeah, one question we can take. Yes. Just let the mic come, I'm not able to hear.
Thank you, Prabhuji. It's a wonderful class. Just a statement that you made just now regarding Priyavrata Maharaj. As we understand from the series of verses that we've been studying, that Priyavrata Maharaj was a very elevated Vaishnava. And then Narad Muni and Brahmaji came and asked him to get into grihastha life. So the point is, when you said that Priyavrata Maharaj, when he was, when Agnidara was born from Priyavrata Maharaj, he wasn't a Vaishnava at that time.
Yeah.
So how do we really understand this?
So in the previous chapter it comes, Priyavrata was not a born Vaishnava.
Okay.
Was not a born Vaishnava. Giridhar, Prabhupada quotes from this Giridhara's commentary. I'll just say, why then did he desire to transfer Pitraloka? The answer is, Giridhar Goswami, Goswami Giridhar Lal, one of the Bhagavatam remarks that Agnidara was born when Priyavrata was infatuated by lusty desires. This may be accepted as a fact because sons begotten by different materialistic mentality into times of conception. According to the Vedic system, therefore, before a child is conceived, the garbhanstha is performed. So now at the time, Priyavrata Maharaj was not born Vaishnava. And even, for example, he had come. The mentality at the time of conception was lusty. Though that point we can see. That's main point.
So if can I?
Yeah.
So that means someone who is so elevated and such a wonderful devotee, he can also get affected at a particular time and then
understand
like that?
Yes.
So he was.
The material energy is very, very dangerous. So one should be very expert and then qualified to deal with it. Woman is a personification of material energy. So if the man is not qualified to deal with material energy, then stay alone. That is why somebody asked me, Prabhuji, we are grihastha, we are so low. I told, no. Only very advanced people should become grihasthas. Otherwise they should remain as it is. One who is very advanced, they can only deal. Others, pay obeisance is far, be far. That is the thing. Okay? Hare Krishna. Mantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.